USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress had meetings with Trump administration officials on the escalating tensions with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains what they discussed.
We walked through our efforts and our ultimate objective over the past days, which has been to deter Iran.
Also meeting with them, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. They met with both the House and Senate to lay out the administration's thinking on Iran. Arizona Senator Lindsey Graham says he agrees with them.
And I'm hoping that this show of force will result in de-escalating, not escalating.
But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's afraid they'll go too far.
We can create a situation in which a war will take place.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Two people are dead following the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska in a week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Taquan airplane, operated by the same company involved in last week's mid-air crash that left six people dead, went down in a harbor in southeast Alaska. The victims include the pilot and a passenger, the only two people on board. The NTSB is investigating. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The southern plain states are recovering from another round of severe storms.
Flooding has been a major concern, but not the only one. Tornadoes, more than 20 of them, were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas from early Monday into Tuesday morning. Additional heavy rainfall is expected in Oklahoma as officials urge residents to seek higher ground in some locations. And further east, damaging winds, hail, and even more potential tornadoes remain on the horizon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate Majority Leader has a message for Democrats. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says enough is enough regarding the investigations into President Trump.
The case is closed. The House can do whatever they choose to. We'll watch them. You all watch them. It produces a lot of stories. My impression is that the leadership in the House is not so keen on that option and doesn't think the business of presidential harassment is actually a great way for them to go in to the 2020 election.
House Democrats are getting louder as more are demanding they try and begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Now a Republican has joined them. Justin Amash has stepped further than even some Democrats, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Amash is an outlier.
Mr. Amash always has a different voting record than most of us anyway.
And he says he's out of step with America. Amash says he doesn't care.
I really am not concerned about what Kevin McCarthy thinks about it.
He says GOP pressure has no influence over him. Fellow Republicans are furious, but have not moved to punish him yet. Even the House Freedom Caucus, the GOP's most conservative group, is not throwing out Amash, who is one of its founding members, but has not shown up for any recent meetings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.